Welcome to the Little Learner Storytime Podcast from Orem Public Library. Are you ready to play? Let's go!
Hi, friends! This is Miss Amy, and I'm so happy you came to play today. I hope that you have your special grown-up with you. Doing story time together with your special grown-up is so important because interacting with each other and doing the activities together is what will make the biggest difference in how much fun you have and how well you learn the important skills we'll be practicing. So lean over, give your special grown-up a big hug, and tell them thank you for coming to play today.
Thank you.
Can I tell you something really amazing? Those words that you just said to your special grown-up are magic. Do you know what words I'm talking about? It's the words, thank you. Saying thank you to people makes them feel happy and special and helps them know that you feel grateful for what they have done for you. Isn't it magic that two words can make people feel so many good things? Let's say those magic words again. Can you say thank you in a loud voice? Can you say thank you in a whisper voice? Now, can you sing the words thank you? No matter how you say these words, they make other people feel good inside. Matter of fact, in November, we celebrate a very special holiday in the United States that has to do with feeling thankful. Do you know what holiday I'm talking about? I'll give you some clues. This holiday is a special time when we say thank you to all the special people and for all the wonderful things in our lives. We might get together with family and friends for a yummy dinner. And at that dinner, lots of people eat turkey. Do you know which holiday I'm talking about? I'm going to count to three, and then I want you to shout out the name of the holiday. Ready? One, two, three. Thanksgiving! I asked some of my special friends to tell me things that they are thankful for. Let's see what they said.
So, Zealand, what are you thankful for?
Tiger Ryan.
Ooh, Massey, what are you thankful for?
Black Panther toy and a Black Panther costume.
Wow. Kimberly, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my cute family.
I'm thankful for books.
Okay, so Peter, what are you grateful for?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs! Monica, how about you? What are you grateful for?
Family, always.
Awesome.
Oh, those were some wonderful things to feel thankful for. What are some things you feel grateful for? Can you tell your special grown-up? Hit pause now and share your ideas with each other. Let's make up a song about the things we feel thankful for. We'll use the tune Farmer in the Dell, and let's start like this. A day to say thank you, a day to say thank you. Thanksgiving holiday is a day to say thank you. Now we're going to write a verse with four things we feel thankful for. I am thankful for my family, my friends, my warm house when it's cold outside, and yummy food. So my verse would go like this. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my warm house. Thank you for my food. Now it's your turn. Let's sing the whole song again, and this time you get to make up your own verse about what you're thankful for. Here we go. A day to say thank you. A day to say thank you. Thanksgiving holiday is a day to say thank you. Thank you for my. Thank you for my. Thank you for my. Thank you for my. Oh, that was beautiful! I hope you and your grown-up will write lots of verses about the things you're thankful for. You are such smart, wonderful kids. Hooray! On Thanksgiving, my family likes to get together and have a big dinner. There are lots of different things we like to eat for our special Thanksgiving dinner, but one of our favorite things is turkey. Do you like to eat turkey? Have you ever seen a turkey in real life? They are birds that walk on two legs, have big round bellies, and beautiful colorful feathers. I have a song about turkey feathers and colors. While we sing our song, I want you to listen carefully. And if you are wearing the color we're singing about, stand up and dance with the turkey. Here we go. Turkey wore a red feather, red feather, red feather. Turkey wore a red feather all day long. Turkey loves to dance, 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 dance. Turkey loves to dance, dance all day long. Were you wearing red? Did you stand up and dance with the turkey? Okay, we're going to try some different colors. Listen carefully. Turkey wore a green feather, green feather, green feather. Turkey wore a green feather all day long. Turkey loves to dance, 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 dance. Turkey loves to dance, dance all day long. Turkey wore a yellow feather, yellow feather, yellow feather. Turkey wore a yellow feather all day long. Turkey loves to dance, 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 dance. Turkey loves to dance, dance all day long. Turkey wore a purple feather, purple feather, purple feather. Turkey wore a purple feather all day long. Turkey loves to dance, 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 dance. Turkey loves to dance, dance all day long. Turkey wore a blue feather, blue feather, blue feather. Turkey wore a blue feather all day long. Turkey loves to dance, 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 dance. Turkey loves to dance, dance all day long. Okay, our last verse is going to be rainbow, all the colors. Turkey wore his rainbow feathers, rainbow feathers, rainbow feathers. Turkey wore his rainbow feathers all day long. Turkey loves to dance, 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 dance. Turkey loves to dance, dance all day long. Wow, that was a lot of colors. Did we sing about all the colors you're wearing today? You are so good at knowing your colors. Give yourselves a big round of applause. Today, I have a very special story for you called The Fir Tree, written by an author named Hans Christian Andersen. In this story, a beautiful tree is growing in the forest. But instead of being thankful for all of his blessings, he wants to be cut down and used as a Christmas tree. Listen closely and see what happens to this fir tree, who realizes too late that he should have been grateful for what he had. Once upon a time, there lived a pretty little fir tree in a beautiful forest. It had lots of room to grow, fresh air, all the sun it could want, and plenty of other fir and pine trees to keep him company. But the little fir tree didn't notice any of these because all he could think about was growing big and tall. He didn't pay attention to the animal friends who played near his branches, or the village children who would come pick berries and loved to sit and eat them in his shade. The little fir tree was always comparing himself to the other trees in the forest and was jealous that he wasn't as tall and big as they were. Every winter, the fir tree would notice people coming to cut down some of the younger trees. Some of them were smaller than the fir tree. They were loaded onto wagons and hauled away by horses. "Where have they gone?" asked the fir tree. "They were no bigger than I am. In fact, some of them were smaller. Where are they going?"
We know," sang the birds. "We peeped in some of the windows in town. We know where they are. Oh, you can't imagine how grand and splendid they look. They sit in the middle of a warm room, decorated with all kinds of beautiful things. Golden apples, honey cakes, toys, and hundreds of candles. We saw it."
"What happened next?" asked the curious fir tree.
"We don't know. That's all we saw, but it was wonderful," sang the birds.
"Oh, I wish winter would come again soon. I'm just as tall and branchy as the other trees that were chosen. I wish I were on the wagon now, or standing in a warm room, decorated and beautiful. And then there must be something even more wonderful to come. Why else would they decorate me? Something even bigger and better will happen. Oh, but what will it be? I can't stand waiting. I wish I were going now," cried the fir tree. The sun and wind urged the little fir tree to be happy where he was. "Enjoy your youth and freedom," they would say. But the fir tree couldn't be happy. He could only think of winter and being taken to town. The next Christmas, the fir tree was the first one to be chopped down. The axe cut deep into its trunk, and the tree fell to the earth with a giant thud. It felt pain and faint and quite forgot to feel happy. It felt sad at leaving its home in the forest. Never again would he see his animal friends or the village children or the other trees growing nearby. He didn't feel happy. The little fir tree was thrown on a wagon and taken into town. Two servants came and carried the fir tree into a grand room. The tree was planted in a barrel filled with sand that stood on a fancy rug. How the tree trembled! What was going to happen next? Soon the servants and young ladies of the family came to decorate the little fir tree. On the branches they hung little nets cut out of fancy paper and filled with candy, golden apples and walnuts that hung down, and over 100 red, blue, and white candles were fastened to his branches. Perched here and there were little dolls that looked just like people, and right on the top was a golden star made out of fancy paper. He was so glorious and beautiful to look at. "I can't wait for tonight," thought the fir tree. "My candles will be lit and I will shine. What will happen then? Will the other trees from the woods come to admire me? Will the birds peep through the windows? Is this where I will live and keep my decorations all year long?" At last Christmas Eve came and his candles were lit. How they blazed! It made the tree very nervous, and it hurt when the flames got too close to his branches. He tried to be brave and not tremble, but it was so difficult. Finally, the big doors opened, and the children came rushing in. The adults followed more quietly with the littlest ones, who stood quite silent for a moment before shouting in delight and running around the tree. One by one, the presents were taken down. When the candles had burned down, they were snuffed out, and then the children were allowed to plunder the tree. They rushed in so eagerly that they made his branches creak. And if the tree hadn't been fixed to the ceiling where his gold star was, it would have toppled over. The children danced around with their toys, and nobody took any notice of the fir tree. The fir tree felt sad, but then he wondered if it would happen all over again tomorrow. Would he be decorated again with candles, toys, tinsel, and fruit? Tomorrow I'll enjoy all of it and won't be worried, thought the fir tree. He couldn't wait. But the next morning, when the maids and servants came in, they dragged the fir tree out of the room, up the stairs, and into the attic, where they stowed it away in a dark corner where the sun never shone. "What's happening?" the fir tree asked in fright. "What will I do up here? Who will light my branches with candles and toys? How will the children find me?" But he just leaned up against the wall and stood there, thinking and thinking. He had plenty of time as the days and nights passed by. No one came up there, and when at last someone did, it was only to put some old boxes up there. The tree was out of sight and out of mind, totally forgotten. The fir tree thought about the forest and fresh air and sun. He thought about the other trees, his animal friends, and the village children sitting in his shade. Oh, how he missed his days of freedom in the forest! He thought about Christmas Eve and how magical he had felt, all decorated with candles and toys, and how happy the children had been. The fir tree cried as he thought about all these beautiful memories and how lucky he had been. One morning, when people came up and rummaged in the attic, the tree was discovered. One of the men dragged it roughly down the stairs and into the daylight. "My life's beginning again," thought the tree. It could feel the fresh air, the sunshine. Now it was out in the yard. Everything happened so quickly that the tree forgot to look at itself. There was so much else to see. The yard opened onto a garden where everything was in bloom. The sweet-smelling roses were rambling over a trellis. The trees were in blossom and the swallows were flying about. "This is the life," the fir tree shouted for joy and tried to stretch out its branches. But all of its needles were withered and yellow. The tree had been thrown into a corner of the yard among the nettles. Playing in the yard were some of the happy children who had danced around the tree at Christmas and had so much fun. One of the youngest ran up and tore off the gold star still at the top of the fir tree. "Look what I found on that horrid old Christmas tree," he shouted, stamping on its branches so that they snapped under his boots. The tree looked at the fresh garden and the beautiful flowers, and then at itself, and wished that it had stayed up in the dark attic. It thought of its young days in the wood and of that magical Christmas Eve. "It's all over, all over," said the poor fir tree. "I should have enjoyed myself while I had the chance." Soon a servant came and chopped the tree into small pieces until there was quite a pile. It made a fine fire in the kitchen. As it sighed and groaned, the tree thought of a summer's day in the forest and a winter's night when the stars were shining. It thought of Christmas Eve and the warm room and the sound of the children's happy laughter. And the poor fir tree wished he had been happy and grateful for his blessings. That poor fir tree, instead of being happy with his blessings, he was always thinking about and wishing for other things that he thought would make him happier. Friends, I hope you will always remember to say thank you to the people around you and to look around and find all of the things to be grateful for. not only do we celebrate Thanksgiving in the month of November, but we also celebrate Native American Heritage Month. This is an incredible opportunity for all of us to learn about the customs, values, and traditions of the many different American Indian tribes in the United States. I want to teach you a beautiful Hopi Indian song that celebrates Earth and how important it is to take care of and be grateful for our planet. It is called The Earth is Our Mother. This song is usually sung with a drum. If you don't have a drum, you can easily make one out of the things you have at home. The song goes like this. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. The earth is our mother. We must take care of her. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Her sacred ground we walk upon. With every step we take, her sacred ground we walk upon. With every step we take. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. The sky is our father. We must take care of him. The sky is our father. We must take care of him. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. The rivers are my sisters. We must take care of them. The rivers are our sisters. We must take care of them. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. The earth is our mother. She will take care of us. The earth is our mother. She will take care of us. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Hey, yana, ho, yana, hey, yan, yan. Friends, thank you for coming and playing with me today. I loved having some new adventures with you. You really are one of the smartest kids I've ever known. Grown-ups, please stay tuned at the end of this podcast for a special segment called Behind the Story, where we'll talk about some of the skills we use today in story time and how you can extend this learning and fun into everyday activities with your child. Before we go, I want to teach you our special homework song. In this song, we sing about five important things we should be doing every single day in order to help our brains grow and be ready for learning to read and write. Are you ready? It goes like this. Read and write, sing and play, talk with me all day. These are the five things we do. Our brains will grow this way. I hope you had a wonderful time today. I know I have. I love it when you come to play. I'll see you next time here at Little Learner Storytime. Bye. Grown-ups and caregivers, thank you so much for joining me on this special segment of Behind the Story. Did you know that in the United States, there are 9 nationally recognized heritage months? Black History Month, Women's History Month, Asian and Pacific Islander Month, Pride Month, Disability Month, Hispanic Month, and Native American Months all provide opportunities to celebrate the histories and contributions of historically marginalized identities and are an opportunity for all members of the community to learn more about the traditions, people, history, and current experiences of some of those who've helped build the very foundations of our country. In addition, throughout the year, there are numerous opportunities to recognize traditions and holidays from countries and cultures all over the world. Celebrations like Hanukkah, Ramadan, Lunar New Year, Santa Lucia Day, Day of the Dead, etc., provide important windows that help increase our understanding of each other and break down walls of ignorance and misunderstanding. Your public library is a valuable resource to find book collections, cultural heritage celebrations, videos, music, games, activities, etc., that can help you introduce the world to your children and family. Try a tradition from another country during your holiday celebrations. Make new recipes from around the world. Make instruments and try playing new songs. Create a craft or decoration. Listen to music in different languages that represent cultures from around the world. And read books. Fairy tales, folk tales, and stories from different parts of the world, books with characters and settings that are outside of the United States, and books that take you to different places to explore the history and beauty of this world. The library is filled with fiction and nonfiction titles that will surprise and delight you and your children. As we approach this holiday season, I sincerely hope it will be filled with lots of new traditions and beautiful memories created with those you love. Happy holidays from all of us at Orem Public Library.